sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of today's show, this Friday, May 30th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Actually, I misspoke earlier. I said that Governor Gretchen Whitmer gave the keynote speech at the Mackinac Policy Conference on Mackinac Island yesterday. Not correct. Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan gave the keynote speech to end the conference. Duggan, Detroit mayor, is running for governor as an independent. Why? Because he doesn't want to compete in a Democratic primary. Mike Duggan is a Democrat. Always has been a Democrat. Supports Democrat candidates. He's a Democrat. But he sees that if he's going to be a common sense Democrat, that he is too far to the right, too much closer to the center than the other candidates running, Jocelyn Benson, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, Chris Swanson. I don't even know Chris. I'm looking out to trying to get him on the show, looking at trying to get him on the show. I don't even know the guy. I don't know anything about his agenda, his political ideology. But evidently, Duggan thinks that they're too far left, the Democrat Party is, for him to win the nomination. So he's going to run as an independent. Well, yesterday on Mackinac Island, he proposed a plan to hold school districts accountable, which involves a five-year period for improvement that a district superintendent would have if they were deemed failing before they were replaced. You got 5 years to right the ship, to get things going in the right direction, or you're going to be replaced. Duggan's keynote address at the Mackinac Policy Conference outlined a true accountability system, quote unquote, with consequences for failed school leadership that would see a rating for the school district in the first year. And if it was determined that they were failing, they would have 1 year to implement a credible improvement plan. In year two, if they failed to improve, the state would offer support to help implement a better improvement plan. If they're still failing in year three, the school's principal would be removed and a new leadership team would be put in place. The new team would have to make year four, would have to have year four be the year to make the improvements. Duggan went on to say, if there's still no improvement in year five, then the superintendent of the district would be removed. Dugan said the system would be overseen by an educator-led group, quote-unquote, that would rate and evaluate the schools to decide if they're failing or if they're meeting the expectations of their improvement plan. I don't think it's unreasonable for the taxpayers of the state to say that there's going to be accountability, especially if we're putting extra money into their schools. You know what? I like it. You're still a Democrat, and you should still be running as a Democrat candidate. But he's running as an independent, and he's come up with a good idea. Accountability for school districts. Short break. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before deciding what to do.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Joining us on the line right now is my Farm Bureau insurance agent, Tristan Cole, over in Bel Air, Michigan. Good morning, sir.
Happy end of May to you, Randy.
Hey, man, I cannot believe how fast this year is going by. I mean, it's just amazing, brother. Hey, I wanted to talk to you today because it was really funny. I have been talking about honey. I've been talking about bees. Dr. Jeff up at Sioux Animal Hospital, he invested in a beehive. He built one. He got all the equipment, you know, the hat with the mask and the screen and everything, the smoker. He bought some bees. They actually mailed them to him in the mail. I thought that was interesting. And he started talking about the benefits of locally grown honey. So Vicky's Facebook page, we put out a post about looking for honey here in Antrim County. And got a couple of responses. And lo and behold, this Jamie Schnook contacted Vicky and said, "Hey, I'm over here in Lakes of the North area. I have a couple of beehives, and we're looking to expand and grow our business. And I'm going to be over visiting with her probably tomorrow afternoon. And because I'm looking for clover produced honey is what I'm ideally looking for." So anyway, long story short,
I know Jamie.
Don't wreck this. Don't wreck this, because it was so funny. I said, "Well, you need to listen to my show. And you need to, you know, listen to my sponsors, because I really like to promote local businesses and friends and people that I know and the businesses they're in." And your name came up, and I said, "Oh yeah, he's one of my sponsors, and he's going to be on the radio every Friday from 11:15 to 11:30 with me." And she's like, "Oh no, he's my Farm Bureau insurance agent too." And it was so funny. You guys have been friends for a while. I'm like, man, what a small world right here in Antrim County.
It is, and it's great when we can connect people, those small business owners that are not in, you know, an industrial size operation, with people for things like naturally produced honey. And you know, it's honey's awesome. We have Up North Honey puts beehives on our property, and have done so for the last, I don't know, probably 10 years or so. And they help pollinate our raspberries, and they take care of my food plots. And what's really great is we have a pond that is, well, I don't know, maybe 20 feet from the hives, and bees use a lot of water. And so having a water source really close to the hives is really important to maximize honey production.
Ah, I didn't know that. Interesting. Well, Jamie's looking to expand its Inner Charm Bee Farm over there, Lakes of the North area. And it got me thinking that it's exactly this type of small businesses where people... you know, because I called her and I said, "Well, can I come over and get some of your honey? I'd like to see your operation and discuss it with you, what you're looking to do, how many more hives you're going to build, and what you're going to do." And she's says, "Sure, and we're going to get together over the weekend." But, I mean, that right there, to me, is where now you've got, I'm assuming it's probably on her property, you know, where she lives, next door or whatever. And just like your farm stand that you and Stacy had for years with your strawberries and different things. And I'm thinking, but you know what? There's always liability there. There's always potential for somebody to be on your property, and lo and behold, they slip and fall, or, you know, something, God forbid, you know, something happens. But it's that type of small mom-pa type of operation that people actually have to have a different type of insurance, just not regular homeowners insurance.
Yeah, so we can oftentimes cover things like roadside stands through our farm policy, and then as things grow, we change them over generally to a business owner policy. And you know, I've got some pretty significant entities when it comes to restaurants and commercial operations with a commercial policy, a CPP. That I do here at the agency, and they're very complex sometimes, have a lot of moving parts, and not every commercial entity is a fit for Farm Bureau. Remember, we're a Michigan company that's relatively conservative in their approach to risks, and one thing when I'm working with commercial clients, it's not as fast as a home and auto policy. You know, you call me up, "Hey, I need full coverage on my Silverado, Forefront Credit Union has the loan. I want this coverage here, here, and here. My home's a little $150,000 bungalow on 2 acres. It's got a new roof. perfect. We can usually put those in place in a matter of hours to, you know, getting a discount going 8 days out to a week or so. Commercial entity, even the small ones, and I just did a small landscaping company this week, takes 2 weeks to a month to get those the underwriting requirements and everything done. Sometimes it can take even longer than that, depending on how complex the commercial entity is, with the number of buildings, the complexity of the work that they do, inspections from our underwriters. But we really, really do our due diligence, our underwriting, up front to make sure coverages are correct and that businesses are protected.
And by doing it up front, and Tristan, if you could get your mic just a little bit closer.
Yeah.
But if we don't do the underwriting up front, because I know a lot, when we were in Traverse City and we were working with farmers, Mark Hudson was the agent, and young guy, very aggressive on his sales. You know, he'd have a business walk in and he'd take the information from the guy, and the guy would walk out with a binder. And I looked at Mark one day and I said, dude, did you really like get all the serial numbers of his equipment? Did you actually list all the stuff, you know, I think he was a painter, and he had it was kind of like a concrete painting service that he used a machine, a roller that would apply the spray paint. It was a very elaborate painting company. And I said, Mark, the guy, I looked down on his trailer that he was pulling. I said, number one, did you insure the trailer? Oh, well, he didn't tell me he used the trailer. He told me he had a van. And I said, dude, it was parked downstairs in the parking lot. You know what I'm saying? And Mark's like, well, no, I guess I didn't cover the trailer. And I said, okay, well, the equipment on the trailer? I didn't know he had any equipment. And I'm like, dude, I came in from lunch. I saw it sitting there in the parking lot. All you had to do is look out your window. And you know, your window's at your office, right? So
yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
That is important, though, Tristan, to make sure that stuff is listed and actually covered, and actually having the right type of liability. All of that goes with that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. So, for example, and these are becoming more and more popular for private individuals to use for personal use, but say a dump trailer, okay? So a dump trailer that is could be used for commercial purposes. You know, I just did a brand new dump trailer for a client, 12,000-pound dump trailer. They're using just for personal use, moving things around on their farm and their property, not for hire. That is required to go on a business auto policy or a BAP. Because it could be used for commercial use, it does not go on a personal auto policy. Also, the liability, like if you have a small utility trailer and it's connected to your vehicle going down the road, the liability from your car extends to the trailer. With these larger commercial or large trailers, even for personal use, the liability does not extend to those trailers unless they are specifically and individually scheduled on a policy.
Ah, got it. Because they could potentially be used for commercial use.
That, and they're large. You know, these larger trailers need to be listed on a business auto policy to be done correctly. A lot of people don't know that. They also don't realize that their equipment that's on those trailers is not covered unless that equipment is specifically scheduled either with the trailer, on the trailer if it's permanently affixed, or on their business or personal policy. You know, you put a tractor on a trailer, it's not covered unless that tractor is covered under, another policy specifically.
Got it. I got a text message that just came in. We have a small business inside our home. Mm-hmm. Does that require a different type of coverage in my homeowner's policy, or do I have to have a separate policy for the business inside the house?
Yeah, generally, that's going to be a separate policy, and it's going to be noted on the homeowner's policy that there is a business exposure on that homeowner's policy, because I would probably say the liability for the homeowners does not cover business operations in the home, even though it's in the home. Okay. Those things need to be disclosed to underwriters to let us know that, you know, maybe you've got clients that come and visit you. Maybe it's an accounting business or a quilting business or an alterations business, and they go inside the home. Well, yeah. That's a separate risk that would not generally be covered under a regular homeowner's without being disclosed.
Got it. Okay, good. If you guys have any questions for Tristan, feel free to text me and I'll definitely pass it on. One other thing I wanted to ask you about, when people put, and I do this all the time, for example, on my 2008 Cadillac, I have radio stickers for the radio station.
Uh-huh.
By putting signs or stickers or whatever, even larger, go and have, you know, fast signs create this big, huge oval I'm going to put on my travel trailer for the radio station. By putting those stickers or those business signs on my travel trailer or on my own personal use car, does that create a commercial use business vehicle just because I have a sticker for the radio station on it?
Not in every situation, no. That's generally advertising and would not fall necessarily under that. I mean, you can put all kinds of stickers on your vehicle and be just fine. It really comes down to the use of that trailer. Now, if you're hauling, you know, radio equipment for commercial purposes in that trailer, now it's a commercial use trailer, and we should look at moving that over to a business auto policy at that point. But if it's not and just a personal trailer that maybe you keep your Harley in and you happen to have other stickers on it, that's okay.
Right. No, it's just our travel trailer that we take to events. Mm-hmm. You know, we have basically an office, if you will, to just talk to people, bring them inside and, talk to them about the radio station. But we don't actually haul any equipment or anything like that.
Yeah. So we should visit about that. Now, what I do, and anytime there's any question, I call my underwriters and I talk to them. And that's why it's so important to have a good relationship with your insurance agent and just tell them what you're doing, because you want to make sure if there's a liability exposure that it's covered correctly.
Right. Got it.
And,
okay.
And a lot of times it's no problem. And but asking those questions, don't keep things hidden from your insurance agent so that there's no surprises should something happen, with an injury or a claim.
Right. Absolutely. Okay, good. Well, you know what? I've got some equipment for you that's coming. So when it comes this next week, I'll come over and visit and we'll sit down and talk about it. I just want to make sure I'm clear, because we got quite a few events coming up that the radio mm-hmm. station is going to be involved in, and we're going to be taking the trailer there. So I just want to make sure. So I'll come over and sit down with you then. If you guys would have these type of questions for Tristan that you would like to discuss with him, you can give him a call at his Bel Air office. The phone number is 231-533-6489. Again, 231-533-6489. Or his website is his name, TristanCole.com. It takes you directly to his Farm Bureau office in Bel Air, and you can ask him, give him a call, and set up an appointment to have a conversation with him as well. So, Tristan, we greatly appreciate it, sir, and you have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much, Randy. Appreciate it.
All right, brother. Have a good weekend. Family Hour News of Hour Number 3. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's